President Bush met with other leaders from the Western Hemisphere to talk about free trade on the sidelines of the opening of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. But it was America's own financial turmoil that dominated the session. Mr. Bush said he knows leaders want to hear about the rescue plan he submitted to Congress.
They can see our legislative process is full of give and take, that there's ample debate. But I am confident that when it's all said and done, there will be a robust plan, and there needs to be.
The president wants Congress to allow the government to buy as much as $700 billion worth of devalued assets from troubled financial firms. The bad investments have made banks reluctant to lend money, and the lack of credit threatens to stall the U.S. economy. The president's top economic advisors urged members of the Senate Banking Committee to quickly approve the rescue package, but the Democratic chairman of the committee called the plan unacceptable in its current form. The committee's top Republican said it must be closely examined to ensure that it does not waste taxpayers' money. President Bush canceled plans to attend a political fundraiser in Florida Wednesday and will instead return to the White House after his meetings in New York. Mr. Bush met with the leaders of 11 countries that have a free trade agreement with the United States or have one pending before Congress.
These agreements are mutually beneficial, but most importantly, they help small business owners and workers and farmers and ranchers.
Mr. Bush and the leaders of Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Panama, and Peru agreed on a new plan to continue the economic benefits of free trade.
This initiative will provide a forum where leaders can work to ensure that the benefits of trade are broadly shared. It will deepen the connections among regional markets. It will expand our cooperation on development issues.
In the nearly 15 years since the North American Free Trade Agreement came into force, President Bush says trade between the United States, Canada, and Mexico has increased by a combined total of more than 200%. Mr. Bush again called on Congress to approve free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.